On Wednesday, USDA released their quarterly grain stocks estimate for the March 1 numbers, and it turned out to be pretty close to expectations. Looking at it for wheat, all wheat stocks came in at 1.3 billion bushels. That's versus expectations of 1.295. So pretty close to what was expected from the trade. Stocks were up 5% from the previous year, but as we mentioned, as expected. For corn, stocks came in at 9.02 billion bushels versus expectations of 9.1 billion, a little bit less than expected. That was up about 11% from the previous year, and again, right in line with trade expectations. For soybeans, stocks came in at 2.1 billion bushels versus expectations of 2.06 billion. Again, pretty close to expectations from what the average trade estimate came in at. That was up 10% year over year, and again, expected by the trade. Overall, it shows that the demand numbers that have been estimated in the USDA's monthly crop production supply and demand estimates have been pretty close to being right on with showing where demand has been at. That will also result in very little changes to the demand structure moving forward. So we're not looking for much to change as far as exports, feed demand, or crush from USDA's numbers moving forward, as they have been pretty close to what has been expected. What's going to change is once we start looking at the acres numbers and once we start looking at what the 26 supply and demand tables are going to bring us, but we won't see those until May.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.